Reading. English is unique. It is the only language in the world that has more non-native speakers than native speakers. While Chinese has more than a billion speakers, the great majority of these speakers are themselves Chinese. In contrast, English has only about 300 million native speakers: Americans, Australians, British, Canadians, New Zealanders, and South Africans, for example, but has more than 300 million non-native speakers. It has been estimated that in China alone, more than 300 million people are learning English. In India, where English is an official language, there are over 100 million speakers. This huge number of non-native speakers of English is the cause of a second unusual fact about English. Not only are people who speak English more likely to be non-native than native English speakers, they are more likely to speak to other non-native speakers of English than to native speakers of English. Let's consider an example. When an Indian communicates with a Chinese person, they are likely to choose English as the language to communicate in. Of course, it is possible for the Indian to speak Chinese, or for the Chinese to speak an Indian language. But it is more likely that both will speak English. Therefore, because these people are using English as a language of communication, they do not necessarily need to know anything about English or American culture. They do not necessarily need to know anything about English or American literature. In fact, it would be more useful for them to know something about each other's culture or literature. If, for example, they are business people, knowing something about each other's culture will help them do business with one another. It is therefore important for non-native speakers who use English as a lingua franca to know about each other's cultures. It is not so important for them to know anything about cultures traditionally associated with English. What does this mean for people learning English in Southeast Asia and Japan? In Southeast Asia, English is commonly used as a language of communication among the people of the region. For example, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, ASEAN, which includes countries such as Indonesia, Singapore, Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand, and the Philippines, uses English as a common language. In this case, it would seem more important for ASEAN members to know something about each other's cultures than to know about English culture. What about Japan? It all depends on why people are learning English. If their goal is to communicate with native speakers, then they need to know something about those people's cultures, and to remember that these cultures are not all the same. If, however, people are learning English to communicate with other non-native speakers in the region, they are better off focusing on cultures closer to home.